Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. The member for Condamine has raised concerns about the plausibility of Queensland meeting its renewables targets amid the worker shortage. Pat Weir believes there's already more projects in the pipeline than the workforce can handle, citing the Mining and Energy Union's claims that the Coopers Gap wind farm near Kingaroy was built entirely by FIFO workers from New Zealand.
We need an extra 35,000 electricians across the NEM to deliver on these targets. That is just one example and one area of a trade shortage. All tradies are in short supply. Where are these workers going to come from?
More than three quarters of Queenslanders support the creation of more national parks, according to polling from the Protect Beautiful Queensland Alliance. Meantime, conservationists are celebrating yesterday's announcement of the acquisition of Vergemont Cattle Station, a landmass equivalent to the size of the ACT. National Parks Association of Queensland CEO Chris Thomas says more and more of us are recognising the importance of green spaces.
What we saw during the COVID was almost a doubling of visitation to national parks because people couldn't go anywhere else. And all of a sudden, the community has seen the beauty that we have on our doorstep.
Southern Queensland farmers are being encouraged to voice their concerns about the price of products at the checkout. The Supermarket Pricing Select Committee's second round of submissions closes tomorrow. MP and Committee Chair Tom Smith says it's an opportunity to have your say and it can be done anonymously.
These submissions and the hearings before the committee can be made confidential so that our farmers know that they have the confidence to be able to come forward and let us know what it is that these big supermarkets are doing to them, because when it's impacting them, it's impacting their business and it's impacting families right across the region.
To sport now and quickly checking in on the basketball, and hot off the heels of last weekend's cracking win over Rip City, the Toowoomba Mountaineers are preparing to square up against the Northside Wizards. The Nears will look to leech some energy off the packed Clive Berghofer Stadium crowd again, as it's the second home game in a row to start the season.